Warning, this podcast contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Fantasy Nights, the party managed to fend off the undead rat swarm and followed them right back to their hideout, which turns out to be a sewer. That's right, folks. We're in for our very first sewer level.
You send down into the sewers as your boots hit the grimy and vaguely moist ground.
I heard something squish.
Yeah. I felt it squish.
Yeah, you guys are on you guys are kind of on a stone ledge, as you see. Seems to be a very fetid river of stuff kind of flowing there.
Look, a river of shit.
Nice. There's a song called River of Shit.
Quinn, if we find out where these rats are going, it'll lead us right to the bags of money these guys surely have.
Money.
Yeah.
You are literally up shit creek with that paddle.
Can we walk along said platform, or does it end?
No, the platform goes for a while, so it looks like you can indeed walk along the platform as long as you do it single file.
Too bad we don't know which direction the rats went.
Yeah, that is a thing.
I think that's light, so we can see better.
I am going to detect undead. Reveals undead within 60 feet.
Oh, very nice.
Right, you're going to detect undead.
Whoa. Suddenly the cleric remembers he's a cleric again.
Yeah, it took him a while, but he's back.
I'm back!
Guess he's back with a brand new rap. Alright, and so you detect undead, see that they have headed south, essentially to the left.
Left. We're going left.
Okay. To the left?
Yes, to the left. To the left.
Everything you own in the box to the left.
Thank you, Beyonce. You must not know about me.
You must not know about me, huh?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So you guys head to the left and are walking. Are you guys walking in the same kind of line that you have been? Egil, Lore, Quinn, Prima bringing up the rear?
Yeah.
Sounds fair.
Okay. That may be important later. I don't know. We'll find out. Huh. All right. So you guys are heading down the left-hand path. And so far, it's a pretty uneventful journey, though granted the smell is not too fun. And as you continue to go forward, you kind of smell a even fouler stench. Everybody roll some fortitude saves to make sure you can hold your own there in the sewer.
23.
Shit.
17.
Oh man, 5.
This is not...
Oh.
4.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Prima and Lore. You are second, and you are taking -2 to your constitution, both of you.
Where'd my pencil go? Oh, there it is.
Alright. And as you guys continue further to the left, you see that the pathway splits in two directions. One continuing the way that you are so far. And the other looks like there's like a small stone bridge that kind of crosses over to the other side there and seems to be heading a different way. Everybody do a listen check.
Jeez, man. Natural 20. 20 plus...
19.
27.
16.
Yeah, 16.
Okay, so actually all of you can hear some kind of chattering or noise down the right-hand path, one that is not in front of you. But other than that, nothing really stands out about these.
Let's go down the right path, guys.
All right.
Here's some shit.
Follow your lead.
So cops, you head down the right-hand path.
Yep.
Excellent. Alright, so, you guys continue down the right-hand path, and suddenly you see that it is indeed coming to an end, where it looks like the river kind of veers off. There seems to be a room off to the side there, and seems to be where the chattering has come from. You see some lights ahead, smell some not-too-pleasant smells, but it does seem like there's something there. But you are not quite at the room yet, you are just You are just by it.
Lore, do you want to be sneaky and go see what's up there?
Yes. Sorry,
What was that noise?
That was me throwing up in my mouth.
Move very silently.
Very silently?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Do you just fall in the shit river?
Uh-oh.
Does 10 get me moving?
Uh-oh.
No, it does not.
Uh-oh. No, you do not move silently. As you are moving close, you slip on something unfortunate there. Roll a reflex save.
Oh, that's much better. That would be 25.
All right, excellent. You avoid going into the shit river. However, you stumble very ungracefully into the room. And you see that you are surrounded by several unusual creatures. They're kind of teal-skinned, have pointed ears, but they have a mouthful of almost piranha-like teeth, and they seethe. They start chattering away, and then suddenly they brandish their spears and begin attacking.
Oh fuck, it's those things from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, kinda. Motherfuckers are on point today.
Nope, not I.
What? What are we doing?
Initiative.
Oh.
I got 17.
That would be 8.
9.
20.
Alright, Freema, you're up first. Which is bad because you're bringing up the rear, so.
Yeah. Wow. I guess since distance, spell would be most appropriate, wouldn't it? Are they really close to Lore?
They are getting closer, but they have not really, gotten to the point of just straight on murder.
Okay.
Or sideline murder.
Thank goodness. I will cast Orb of Fire.
You're trying to conceal a burp and do it horribly?
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
yeah, I'll cast Orb of Fire.
All right. I'm going to do Orb of Fire.
Okay. 8. Which one is 8? This one?
Yeah,
6.
That would be this one.
This one?
Ooh.
5.
Alright, roll an orb of fire. Now, as you throw that orb of fire, suddenly a thought comes into your head. Hey, we're in a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody roll a reflex check.
Be 19?
19.
12. 14.
Alright, so, good news. Aegil and Quinn managed to press yourself against the wall close enough that the sudden eruption of flame from all of the various gases of the sewer end up searing you.
Methane explosion.
What is this magic?
Downside, Lore, you are just right in its path.
Oh, yay.
Oh, boy.
It's literally just right there, taking a nice 5 damage of backblast. But the added bonus to this is the creatures take an additional 10 damage.
Oh,
nice job, Freema.
All of them. Because none of them were fast.
Nice.
0. So, had some advantages. Downside, you've kind of fricasseed your rogue a little bit.
Sorry. I didn't think this through, clearly.
Methane is science. We all have magic in this house.
Speaking of which, it's the bad guy's turn.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And they've got some little short spears, and they are going to try and spear Lore with them. Lore, what is your AC?
It would be 19.
Okay. First guy not doing much. Second guy, on the other hand, is doing a lot.
Fuck that guy.
He just hit a natural 20.
Hate him. I have decided.
But he suffers the crit curse and deals 1 damage.
Good.
So that's how it goes. Fourth guy doing not much. And the last guy comes close, but no cigar.
No cigar.
All right, Aegil, you are up next.
Ooh, that was crazy. Laura, what's your HP at?
11.
11?
My HP goes up to 11.
Okay.
Get it? Like,
yeah.
Spinal Tap?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Okay, you're fine. You don't need a spell yet.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Alrighty, well then, I'm going to...
You are closest to the door at the moment, seeing as you are bringing up the front.
Well, the problem is that is I have to draw my damn spear. I mean, not spear, my bow.
Uh-oh. Gotta draw.
And I draw it.
Alright. That was well and good. Quinn!
I have to squeeze past everyone.
And squeeze you shall.
Yeah, it's like, and squeeze you can.
Yeah, I guess I'll try to squeeze past them so I can go and smack a bitch.
Alright, reflex to go squeeze past.
Be the leaf.
12.
12.
The leaf on the wind. Watch how I...
Yeah, and in the same juncture, it looks like it is bad times for Quinn, as in attempting to squeeze past, she has tripped and fallen into the shit river.
Fantastic!
She should have to do a fortitude save for puking.
She's gonna have to do a couple of checks right now.
Awesome, I can't wait to get diseases.
Yep, fortitude, two fortitude saves, and one swim check to see if you can get out before being pulled away by the shit river.
Thank God I put points into swim.
Oh my God!
That could have been super fucking awkward.
Okay, so
then you never saw your barbarian again.
Okay. All right. That is 23 for my first fort save.
All right, so you do not throw up.
25 with a nat 20 for my second fort save.
Excellent. So thus river. Far, does not look like you've caught any communicable diseases. Uh-oh.
I just rolled a nat 1 to swim.
Oh, Quinn, we hardly knew you. Down the shit river you go.
Oh, no.
Man.
Shit.
Yeah. You can still attempt to swim back in the next couple of turns. However, seeing as you are fighting against the current, you will be taking a minus 5 to the checks.
Okay.
But we will get back to Quinn and her pet.
I'm just gonna look at she's... Oh, shit.
Yep. And we will get back to Quinn down she's her journey so down the shit river.
Mad.
And Lore, you're up next.
Guess I'm swinging. Swinging.
Swiggity.
Maybe not. 10.
Swing and a miss. All right.
Just tell her to swing away.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No.
I should have just thrown Aegil.
Should have.
Yet here we are. And I believe that puts us back at initiative.
That it does.
11. 14.
11.
What'd you get? What, holy shit, all three of us are
not
11?
Even kidding.
Yep.
11.
I rolled 7.
I rolled 7.
I rolled 5.
Wait, I can't math. I have 13.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Wow.
I have 14.
I'm a cleric, not a mathematician.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, so. Alright, so Freema, you are up first.
Okay.
Still in the rear. Granted, now that Quinn is slowly floating away, your path is pretty much clear.
Okay, I guess.
The exception of Eggs. He's the only one that's still in the way there.
Hmm.
You have far less squeezing to do.
Huh, I could do another spell. I could do the same spell.
Yes, please do that while your barbarian is in the river.
Oh, yeah, no. Please kill me faster.
No, I wouldn't do that to Quinn. It was only Eggs. I guess I'll do Orb of Sound.
Orb.
Orb of salad?
No, salad. Orb of salad.
Orb of salad.
I totally heard orb of salad.
Orb of salad.
Yeah, just toss that head of lettuce out.
Remain.
All right, orb of sound.
Orb of sound.
All right, you're going to toss the orb of sound.
Easter. Lettuce, mustard, and cheese.
Four.
All right, you've thrown the orb of sound and dealt some minor ear damage to them, but they're still ready to roll.
Okay.
Now next up, Aegil.
All right, I'm going to kind of watch Squid float away. And, turn my bow on the little teal skin dudes.
Alright, you're gonna turn your bow on them. Gonna take a shot.
It's like, Gwyn will be fine. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine, maybe.
14.
A certain elf wouldn't move his fat ass out of the way. Why don't you get out of the way in your turn, huh?
Asshole.
Hey, she tripped over me.
You do manage to hit.
Excellent.
That's not any better.
All right. It's a...
Oh, shit. D4. Fire damage. Yeah.
Think about that.
Wow, that did jack and crap. 2 physical damage, 1 fire damage. No, wait, I'm sorry. I forgot to add my bonus there. 4 physical damage, 1 fire damage.
Okay, you've dealt some damage. That's all going on good. Alright, next up would be our various baddies, as the 2 of them are going to split off from Lore and go start stabbing at Aegil, while the other 2 are going to attempt to stab Lore.
Please don't stab me.
The stabbing isn't going well for one guy. Yeah, that other guy is really liking to stab you. See, just criticals again at 20.
I need to kill this guy.
You really do. Really, really do. 8 damage.
Oh, balls!
Oh, man.
He is taking...
Shit!
Yeah, that's bad. But the other guys are moving towards Aegil, so they're taking up their turn, and we are back to Quinn and her journey down the river of shit.
Okay. Okay. How, like, wide is this river of shit?
It is a decently wide river, let's say, from... one end to the other, you've got about 7 feet.
Okay.
What if you raged?
Rage like swim?
Raging down the river.
That
would increase your strength bonus.
It would
bonus.
Increase my strength and my movement speed.
Yes.
How deep is the river?
Deep. You are not at the bottom of the river. That's where you're wading into. It's deeper. Deeper than what you can reach.
Okay. So I can't run against the river. Okay.
You cannot run against the river.
I'm going to try to smack the wall with my axe to try to, like, dig it into the wall.
Okay.
To stop myself from flying down the river.
Was this bleach?
It could work.
Interesting choice. Okay. All right. All right. Just one thing here, because of where you are currently in that river. You are going to have to do one swim check in order to get close enough to the side to do the axe maneuver.
Okay. That's much better. 21.
All right, excellent. You get close enough to the side there, then you can go ahead and swing.
Yes. That would be... 24 to hit the wall.
All right, you do indeed hit the wall. And you swing, wall is hit, and your axe manages to stick, and you've actually caught yourself. However, as the current is continuing, you are in a very precarious position. You are good for now, but that will not last long.
Okay.
And back to Lore.
All right. Where is Quinn in relation to me right now?
Quinn in relation to you is... out the door and around the side.
Shit. Alright. Just gonna keep fighting.
About how many rounds will I last?
You will last 2 rounds before the current will
pull
you away. Okay. You have 2 rounds to attempt to pull yourself out. So, Laura, what you doing?
Swinging.
or not?
Not swinging? No, no, no swing? No, no swing. Right, zero swing.
Doing
okay.
Little dance.
Thank you for listening to Fantasy Nights. You can check out our website at perfectlylegitbusiness.com, like us on Facebook under Perfectly Legitimate Business, and follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Nights 1. This is Quinn reminding you that you can cook anything with a high enough survival check. So much meat.